As a middle-aged baby boomer, I find myself taking lots of trips down memory lane. These aren't just sentimental journeys. I'm also trying to document half a lifetime so I can pass the memories on to my kids in some tangible way. That's where modern technology comes in. Recently, I started burning stacks of CDs and DVDs in an effort to digitize my past, or at least those pieces of my past that seem worth preserving. Trouble is, a pack rat like me thinks almost everything is worth preserving. My closet is cluttered with vinyl LPs, audio cassettes, and 8mm home videos. There's also a jumble of faded photos and other mementos just begging to be compiled in some sort of virtual scrapbook. Hence my expanding electronic archive, with my iMac, scanner, analog-to-digital converters, and assorted wires and cables, I'm a man on a mission to rescue a treasure trove of memories from the physical decay and loss of utility that would otherwise claim them. First up for digitizing, our VHS wedding video, showing signs of wear and tear after 18 annual viewings. Then there's the audio tape of my mom recollecting family history. And of course, the Camcorder Chronicles, 13 years of Christmases, summer vacations, birthdays, and other milestones. But what to do with the more dubious relics? Last week, I unearthed a cassette I hadn't played in 25 years. I popped it into the car stereo, expecting to hear grandiose cheese rock anthems from a 1974 Styx album. Instead came the muffled sound of my own voice as a 17-year-old, rehearsing a speech for my high school graduation. Turns out my adolescent rhetoric was as overwrought as the Styx tunes I had erased. Clichés spread like wildfire. The passive voice was used. Plus, I mangled metaphors like a horse on a hot tin roof. Kind of embarrassing. So I did what any self-respecting middle-aged boomer would do. I transferred the speech to CD for posterity. I realize all this may seem a tad obsessive, but I'm convinced my kids will appreciate these virtual time capsules later in life. I just hope technology doesn't advance too quickly in the meantime. I'd hate to think the keepsakes I'm creating now will be obsolete before they even have a chance to gather a little digital dust. Already my daughter's iPod makes my freshly minted CDs seem quaint and old school. Meanwhile, new DVD formats, like Blu-ray, are starting to hit the market. Who knows what nano cyber gizmos will be standard by the time my daughter reaches middle age? Will she, too, embark on a mission to preserve her legacy, converting memories from one generation of media to the next? If so, I've started a family tradition that'll be hard to break. In a world of continuous technological change, digitizing the past becomes a paradox, a process that makes the record of our memories both more enduring and more ephemeral. Maybe that's as it should be. Digital is durable, but not permanent. What better metaphor for life itself?